today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
And today is 9th of Shaban 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. On Thursday we are 10th of Isfand 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of February 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Related to our issue, we listen to chapter and Nur, verse 55. Then we come back. Let's see, what do we want to speak?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security. For they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Zainul Abidin, while swearing by Allah, says that these are our Shias. These are those who will be made the successors of this earth by Allah through the Mahdi, who will be from among us. It is a promise made by Allah, and Allah never breaks His promise. If Allah promises that the rightful inheritors of this earth will be the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, then taking a cue from the tradition, we should wait for this day with restlessness.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? we smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our Savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
Imam's benefit during his ghaybah. There is no special deputy in direct contact with him in this period, I mean major occultation. And Muslim scholars are his general deputies at this time without having ability to meet him. Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, rode through one of his special deputies during the minor occultation. I read it for you. Rest assured, no one has a special relationship with Allah. Whoever denies me is not from my community. The appearance of the relief or al-faraj depends solely upon Allah. Therefore, those who propose a certain time for it are liars. As to the benefit of my existence in occultation, it is like the benefit of the sun behind the clouds, where the eyes do not see it. Indeed, my existence is an amnesty for the inhabitants of the earth. Pray much for Allah to hasten the relief, for therein also lies the release from your sufferings.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Another narration from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Undoubtedly, just as creatures need divine grace at the time of their creation, they need divine grace for their continuation and permanence of existence. The infallible leaders, peace be upon them, have been introduced as intermediaries of divine grace in numerous narrations. Imam Sadr alayhi salam quoted from his father, who quoted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, saying, "We are the leaders of Muslims and Allah's proofs over the worlds, the masters of the believers and the masters of the people of faith. And we are the security of the people of the earth, just as the stars are the security of the people of the sky. And we are the ones by whom Allah Almighty holds the sky from falling and the earth, except by His permission. And by us, He holds the earth so that it does not shake its people. Because of us, He sends down rain and spreads mercy and brings out the blessings of the earth. And if it were not for us on earth, it would swallow its people." So thus the existence and continuation of all creatures depend on the existence of the divine proof on the earth. Of course, this type of benefit does not depend on accepting or rejecting the Imam alayhi salam, and Allah Almighty benefits all creatures because of the existence of the Imam. Therefore, if the wise decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is such that as some angels have become intermediaries for the descent of some blessings, general and specific graces reach creatures through the Imam and the Imam. Imam is the channel of grace.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end.
Achieving different skills can be one of our roles as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. How? Higher learning can increase our contributions to society. We are encouraged to continue to uplift ourselves with learning new skills and attaining new knowledge. It is our tradition of knowledge to inquire, analyze, and contemplate. Becoming a professional or achieving advanced education in areas such as health, science, and education, just to name some examples, enable believers to excel in the way they serve not just the community, but their Imam as well.
Ya Abba Saleh, 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 Ya Abba Saleh. حسن روحی فداک متا ترانا و نراک تلیس محبوبی سواک تلیس محبوب نل حسن روحی فداک.
Every human is mortal, then how can Imam Mahdi live so long? This is today's special, and in this part we find its answer. Yes, everyone, but Allah is mortal, and in fact Imam al-Mahdi will pass away too. But the difference is the length of life in this world. The Quran and the traditions inform us that some people have long life in this world. Thus, the possibility of the occurrence of such phenomena is confirmed by the religion of Islam. According to Quran, chapter 29, verse 14, Prophet Noah had just been prophet for 950 years. This age should have been even more. Do you agree that Prophet Jesus is still alive? Do you agree that Prophet Khizr is still alive? Quran mentions the story of his meeting with Prophet Moses. He existed before the time of the Prophet Moses, and as such, Prophet Khizr is now more than 3,000 years old. He lived right here on the earth, but we cannot recognize him. Fairly similar to the case of Imam Mahdi, he serves Allah as one of his agents.
In another beautiful hadith in describing the qualities of the companions of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, and this should help us prepare for the reappearance by adopting these qualities. كَأَنَّ قُلُوبَهُمْ زُبَرَ الْحَدِيدِ لَا يَشُوبُهَا شَكٌّ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ. Their hearts are so solid and strong, they have no doubts about God. See, that requires knowledge. That requires a good understanding of theology, my dear brothers and sisters. If you'd like to prepare yourself for the reappearance, seek knowledge starting from today. Dedicate a portion of your day to seeking knowledge. It's with knowledge that you dispel the doubts from your mind, that you strengthen your intellect and your heart. Then the Imam alayhi salam states that they are more firm than the mountains. That's the strength that they have. No one can bring them down. They are patient, they are strong. Then the Imam alayhi salam states in a beautiful hadith, كَأَنَّ قُلُوبَهُمُ الْقَنَادِيلِ. Their hearts are like luminous lamps. You know what a lamp does? A lamp shines the light. It does not discriminate. If you put something good by the lamp, the light reaches it. If you put something bad, the light reaches it. If you put a flower next to it, it illuminates the flower. You put a gun next to it, it illuminates the gun. That's the quality of a light. The companions of the Mahdi, their hearts radiate with guidance for everyone, because they want goodness for everyone. They wake up in the morning, they want goodness for everyone, for their friends, family, for the people in their society, for their neighbors, for everyone. That's the least of iman, brothers and sisters. At least want goodness for others. Some of us, Allahu Akbar, if I see someone successful, that disturbs me. And the jealousy starts destroying me. And I start planning to bring down that person. To prepare for their reappearance, there should be no room for jealousy in our hearts.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Wassalam.